T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live. D City Smokehouse. Yeah. Yo, this place is awesome, but watch where you're parking. Dude, these tow trucks rolled in hot and are just pulling
trucks. Well, I'm going to make sure I go over there when it's a non-sweep day.
Yeah, dude, I think we come over here on a Tuesday or
a
Friday.
Tuesday, yeah, because it's like
man,
SWAT.
You know that's what DC does. DC make their money like that, man.
That's Friday what Doc just said.
I told you. It's a cash cow.
All right, so here's
the plan. They're towing in them damn parking meters.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Here's the plan. Normally, it would be a Bleep You Thursday, right? We're all aware of that. Everybody celebrates Bleep You Thursday, regardless of your creed or nationality. However, because it's the NFL draft, it is day one of the NFL draft. The Commanders hold the number 2 pick. Everybody gets a chance to make their pick. And should you need to explain it, you can do that, albeit briefly. I will be the judge of if you go on too long, because you are supposed to just call in, say the pick is in, with the number 2 pick, the Washington Commanders select blank, and you can give me a line or two after that. Let's see if people are listening to the rules. We start with Rick in Bethesda. What up, Rick?
Hey, what's going on, Finley?
How you doing, bud?
Doc and B-Mitch.
What's up, baby?
What's up, man?
Yeah. So with the first pick, number 2, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels.
Well done, Rick. You got it. Why Jaden over Drake?
Well, the skill set. He just jumps out of you on the film. And one thing I want to say real quick, a lot of people have been saying he wanted to play for the Raiders. He actually said for the 49ers. He said that on the nightcap.
Thank you, Rick. So, he said the Niners were his favorite team growing up. That's what he said. And then he said he'd love to play for Antonio Pierce. Because
what he said was, he said the Niners already have a quarterback.
Well, and what I firmly believe is where he really wants to play the most, Brian, is the team that's going to cut a $40 million guaranteed check.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Now this is a time where, frankly, we got to talk to the IT people or the technology people or the webcam people, because the people that are watching the YouTube stream are not asking, Doc. They're demanding. They're rising up in the streets.
They won't be Mitch.
No, they want to see Landfill's face when I pull up Charlie in College Park.
Okay.
Hello, Charles. Who's the pick at number 2?
Jaden Daniels. If it was anything else, I think it would have been some kind of a leak by now. The only thing I know about him and the other quarterbacks is what you guys have educated me on. I appreciate it. Let me go for the tackle after that. Thanks.
Wow. Charlie.
Hey,
Charlie's strong. Timothy Park.
He's not hanging up on me.
Timothy Park via the YouTube stream commented, Jaden Daniels at number 2 and bleep you to Jeff for falling asleep on this stream. Jeff, is that accurate, Jeff? Would you like to respond?
Come on, man. Y'all
got to
back off. Walk.
Wait. Jeff, you fell asleep with a camera in your face?
That's why Jeff can't have a camera. What happened now, Jeff? Was it more crotch cam? All right. Bilal Nas on the YouTube stream says, my second pick is Drake May. Book it, bet it. All right. There are some Drakers out there. Take another call here. Drew is in D.C. Drew, who's the pick?
Hey, Washington Hello. Commanders, the number 2 pick. Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, let's go. Why?
Uh-oh, that's a stretch.
Yo, I played semi-pro football for 12 years in Washington, D.C. I was a tight end. Yo, that left shoulder, that left arm, the flick of the wrist, the accuracy. Yo, this dude put the football on people. Yo, I hope Adam Peters and the boys, Coach Quinn, over there listening to y'all show. Yo, Michael Penix Jr., I'm saying it first.
All right. Drew, I got to tell you, I don't agree with you about Penix at two, but if something crazy happened and they got four number ones to move back and they took Penix a little further down and got the picks, I won't be mad at it. I also have to tell you this, Drew. I support any person that says yo as frequently as I do, and you are definitely in that category.
I think he related to Jeff.
Jeff, any relation to Drew?
Jeff's not talking today. He fell
Jeff's
asleep.
Mad at
no,
us.
No. I'm not. It's not that. It's just the audio gets a little funky with the stream. So every time you call me, Landfill got to pod me up, like push my levels up and down. But
that sounds convenient on draft day.
No relation. And bleep you to the people inside of the chat talking trash. Look, let me come to your job and see if you do everything. It's not even that I'm doing my job incorrect. It's just, you know, this is something new. It's something we're working with. But, yo, I want to see how you do at your job.
They go to yo.
I want to see how you do at your job.
Here's what I want to – I want the world to know that in the live chat on the YouTube stream, Jeff is clearly responding as 106.7 The Fan, because somebody just wrote, nobody fell asleep, bleep you for thinking you know how to do my job correctly, LOL. all right, let's keep the phone lines going. Owen is in Poolsville. Phones are open, 800-636-1067. You get to make the pick. Probably another 10 minutes or so, and then Peter Rosenberg is going to join us. Owen is in Poolsville. Owen, who you got at number two?
If you ask me, I'm taking May. But
why?
I like them both, but I like the size. I like the arm strength of May. I like the I think he can be just as athletic. So if you ask me, I'd take May. But okay. I like them both. So
appreciate you, man. So quick recap. I think we've got me, B-Mitch, Landfill, Jeff all saying Jaden. Doc says Drake. Mm-hmm. Heavy Metal says Jaden. Most of the callers have said Jaden. But we have gotten now a Drake May and a Michael Penix vote.
Yep.
You think there's any chance Penix goes number two?
No. No. I think, first of all, first round, yeah. Now top 15, yeah. I just think if you look at this guy, I think he's going to play quite a long time in this league, health-related, and it's not a stretch. Twice, two? No, I don't think that's going to happen.
B, you think there's any chance Penix goes two?
No.
I agree.
I just think without the injuries, then I think you would have a different whole the draft would be different.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny in kind of the sliding doors, butterfly effect of the universe? Like, without the injuries, Penix might never end up at Washington and playing with those wideouts. And that coach, who is a stud, that got a job at Alabama. You know what I mean? Like, you never.
Damn, he raised hell low.
Well, with this day and age, we don't tell them where they can end up, because dudes could be at five schools in five different years.
Yeah.
That is what
it's happening in basketball, too. How about the young lady that just left LSU that was now visiting TCU? She's been to three or four schools already.
Well, Doc, I'm curious. Brian and I talked about this yesterday, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, people are making something out of the ages for Penix, Nix, and even Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
In the era of NIL and transfer portal, mm-hmm. don't you think more and more of these guys are going to stay in longer and longer?
Yeah, the money you're getting paid now. But that's why May, if you look at that guy being 21 and walking through the door and filling up the whole entire door, it's going to get the eyeball test thing going. And people are going to try to measure that. And some people it's going to work for, others it's not. This guy is now playing up until they're 40. So why would I care if a guy is 26?
Right.
You know, I'm seeing people play longer now.
Like, Kirk is about to come back from an Achilles tear
right.
at 36.
Look at
and nobody's even blinking it.
How old is A.A. Aaron?
Probably almost 38.
40. 49. Yeah, so.
See if you can look that up, Chris.
Yeah, I think we're just, well, we're paid to do it, to talk about everything that comes up and out. But if we were at the bar, the YMCA right now, we'd be saying the same thing.
TJRDQ on the YouTube stream says, who needs a QB when you can draft Joe Alt? Aaron Rodgers is 40, and he'll turn 41 in December.
Yeah, and zipping it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we got
– man, that's just – those people that's talking about the age of the person, they repeating something they heard somebody say on TV.
Bingo.
Don't no regular person come out here and talk about nobody's age. Let's be real.
Well, I also –
they heard somebody on TV said, now they think it's facts.
Well, yeah. I also think it's like if one guy was 24 and one guy was 30, okay. But especially – I mean – Daniels is only – he's 23. And so was Burrow when he was
– Yeah.
Yeah, man, I just feel like, you know, the age of a person at this point, coming out of college, normally you're 21, 22, 23, around that range when you come out of college. So that's not nothing different. So all those guys are going to be somewhere around that range. And it shouldn't make that big of a difference. You know, I don't know when, what year this started to happen where people are so overly concerned about someone's age being a little older than 21. Not every person is coming out of college at 20. That's more of the anomaly than it is anything else. Most guys are coming out at 21, 22, some 23, depending on when you were born. It could just mean that. You started school that extra year late. You know, the month that you were born in, is just it doesn't make a difference about coming in or not. I mean, Winky was 28.
Yeah.
And he was still drafted. You know what I mean?
He
was still drafted.
Yeah. I am by and large with you, B, but the only thing it does mean is that some of these guys are able to come out early, right? Like that. Like when you're 21 coming out, both Caleb and Drake is because they're coming out early as redshirt sophomores or juniors, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I do want to let –
Caleb played how many years? In college, right?
3 years, yeah.
And he's 21.
Mm-hmm. And I think Drake redshirted 1 year and played two. I could be wrong on that, but something like that.
They're 21. But 20, if like I'm saying, if they were, you're talking about 5 to 8 years older, yes. 2 years? Hell no. Who cares?
Let's let these folks on the phone lines. Rudy is in Gaithersburg, I believe. Rudy, who's the pick?
Bum, 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 ba-da-dum, bum, bum. All right, my bad.
But I liked that.
With the second pick of the NFL draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels from LSU. Let's go!
All right, Rudy. Well done right there, buddy. Now, on the chat, we've had some of this. We have folks that are saying J.J. McCarthy. But nobody has said it on the phone lines yet. Let's see if that changes. Ed is in Lorton. Ed, who's the pick? Ed, you there?
I'm not Ed.
All right.
Hold on.
Who are you?
Who's tell on us the line?
Who you are and
Tequila.
All right.
Listen, Commander Tequila, I respect your authority, sir. The call sheet said Ed and Lorton, so don't blame me. Who is the pick?
I just realized.
Okay. Who's the pick, Commander Tequila?
Oh, the number one pick for the Washington Commanders. Number two, Commander Tequila. And let's get this game. Love you guys.
Thanks, brother. Commander Tequila
That's good.
Selects himself. All right. What a world. Johnny's in Fredericksburg. Johnny, who's the pick?
Hello, can you hear me?
What's up, man?
Yeah.
All right. With the second overall pick, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels.
Gotcha.
Well done, Johnny. Rick on the route. Rick, come here and make a pick. All right. Thank you, Johnny. Let's go to Rock in
Rick,
Capitol
Rick not
Heights.
On the route. Rick's stuck in the damn restaurant.
I think Rick's enjoying himself.
What's up, fellas?
Rock, who's the pick?
Hey, man, it's been a trade. The Minnesota Vikings get the second round pick. The Washington Commanders get the third, and the two first round draft picks, which they get Michael Penix Jr. and Marvin Harrison. Marvin Harrison will be the first, and Michael Penix Jr. will be the second.
Rock,
and bleep
birthday
you, Drew,
boy.
For taking my pick. Bleep you, Drew, for taking my pick. I'm gonna call you in a minute.
Ah, let them know. All right, thank you, Rock. I think there's no way that happens, but I love your enthusiasm.
I think Rock didn't pay. He puffed up. He didn't pass.
All right, we are we have a celebrity in the building yet again. Rick's route must have come back down Florida Avenue. Rick on the route. Who is the pick?
With the number 2 pick, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels.
There you
have
it.
Number 2 pick.
Now, Rick, what do you? It seems like you prepared a speech or something.
No, I got some food.
Oh, all right.
That'll work. Look, man,
I got some food. We on the ride. I'm trying to get the good taste like you guys got.
Yeah,
it's good, man.
Outstanding.
Get
it's
the
outstanding.
Food. All right, that's our guy, Rick, on the route.
Rick, you better get back on that route, man.
D-City Smokehouse. I think we're going to make this the last call of the day.
Good deal, Rick.
Manoj in Brooklyn. Who's the pick, Brooklyn?
The pick is Drake May. He has plenty of mobility, enough mobility, stands tall in the pocket, can read the defense, just had a bad team in North Carolina. With good coaching, he'll be back to his prior season. Jaden Daniels, I'm scared he can't read defenses and throw over the middle and stay in the pocket.
I don't agree with you, but I appreciate it. I could see the pick being May. That's not the part I disagree with. I think Jaden can definitely read defenses. We have had a couple of friends of the program weigh in. Mike Beasley says he likes May, but the pick is 100% Jaden Daniels. Ahmed says the pick is Drake May. That's why we're all going to tune in.
Ahmed. Where is Ahmed?
Why wouldn't he be here?
Why wouldn't? Yeah, that's my point.
Unless he's in Detroit.
No, he knows B. Mitch is in Detroit.
He told me he was coming there on Thursday, but, you know, he decided if I wasn't there, he wasn't coming. Nah,
kind of messed up. That's kind of messed up. You knew me first, Ahmed.
Nah,
you
knew me first. Ahmed could have came down there, man, and had some food with y'all. See, I don't know. He missed out the day.
He did. The food was banging.
You ain't lying.
And I believe in Ashburn tonight they'll be serving paisanos.
I got a text to say their pick is me.
Who was that from?
I got a text that said their pick is me.
Right, but who texted you that?
Somebody. I just said it.
Chef.
It was a dude named Brian Mitchell.
Chef Cooks just sent us a $2 chat on YouTube. He said, sounds like Commander Tequila is drunk. So we got that going for us, too.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah.
Nah, hey, I met him in person. Nope, that's not it. It's just how he sounds.
All right, when
he's just like you, JP.
That's definitely what
people
think about me,
you
too.
Think you are.
When we come back, Peter Rosenberg joins the program. We'll get his pick. Nobody go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7. Me and Doc Walker live, D-City Smokehouse. B. Mitch live out in Detroit, Rock City, for the NFL Draft. And I've got some news off the top here. Per Jaden Daniels, he tweeted this, Doc. This is his Twitter account, @JD_5. I'm reading this news live on the air.
I'm watching
all right,
you.
Doc. All right, B, you ready? You. I've got serious news here, folks. Jaden Daniels, per his own social media, says, I don't know where I'm going, but Buffalo Wild Wings Go hooked up my go-to delivery order, boneless buffalo medium plus Pepsi Zero Sugar for draft night. Get 6 free wings with promo code GOINGS. $10 minimum spend for takeout or delivery ends on April 30th. That is serious news. He tweeted that out, Doc.
Marketing, baby.
Did you? B?
Ching, ching.
B, can you believe it?
I'm going to stab you when I get back. That's what I'm going to do. I'm stab your ass.
Peter Rosenberg joins us now. Peter, what's up, man? You ready for this draft?
I'm ready for it to be over because the report that you just gave is about the equivalent of every report that I've heard throughout this week.
You're not fired up that Jaden Daniels' marketing team has hooked up a Buffalo Wild Wings collab?
No.
Well,
no,
I should tweet him. I've been getting Buffalo Wild Wings all day.
I'm as fired up as about every other report I've gotten. I'm convinced that the draft week is the week for sports media to prove that it is absolutely worthless. I mean, no information I feel like is particularly worthwhile that we've got. Tell me the big thing we've learned in the last 2 weeks of nonstop coverage that is really valuable.
Well, where were you for Emoji Gate, Peter? Clearly, that moved heaven and earth.
So, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for it to be over. I look forward to that pick at 2, and then I will be flipping back to the NBA to see what the Knicks and the Sixers do. But I am looking forward to seeing, you know, what this regime is going to do at quarterback, because I don't know if there's a team with a bigger draft night, frankly, than the Commanders.
I'm with you, man. Remember, in the void of real information, nonsense becomes currency. With the number 2 pick, it's finally here.
That's why you
keep
giving us this nonsense, huh?
Listen, I'm just trying to help the people get some free wings, B. But it's finally draft day. Rosenberg, who's your pick?
It's like one of those things when you're negotiating. It's like little kids negotiating. You kind of want what everybody else wants. That's the way it ends up feeling, right? Like, I don't have one thing that I know I want because I can't tell you who I think is going to be the most successful quarterback. So I think in over the last 6 weeks, I've been leaning Jaden Daniels. Then you start to see the kind of interest around Drake May, and you're like, wait a second. Should it be Drake May? But when it's all said and done to me, it's been feeling like Daniels. That's sort of been the way that the tea leaves have been read for me. Is that Jaden Daniels is the next quarterback of the Washington Commanders.
Wow. Yeah, I think it feels that way to me. Now, Doc, who is joining us also, Peter, Doc Walker's with us, believes it's going to be Drake May.
I won't be mad if you're right, Doc. I really won't. I neither one of them is going to make me scream. Like I'm kind of good with either way. What makes you think, Doc, it's going to be Drake May?
I think the background with the coordinator system, the origins of what this brand was all about is how they picked their assistant coaches. I think that background means a little something. Obviously, the eyeball test and the big freaky-looking kid who's 21. And they, when you went out and got Marcus as a bridge guy, why'd you do that? And I just think if it happens, then it'll make sense. If it doesn't, then cool. Either way, as long as they get a human, I'll live with it.
They're going to get a
you know
human,
what?
I assure you.
I'm confident in that. But I don't hate that logic, though. I mean, honestly, I really don't. And I both guys do seem appealing. There is something weird to me about, like, giving it a shot with back-to-back North Carolina quarterbacks is almost weird, considering I don't know who's the best North Carolina quarterback of all time.
Ugh. Were you getting the kid out of Duke? Can you consider Duke,
no,
Carolina?
You're saying
you mean
just
UNC,
UNC
or the area?
No, Roman I meant Gabriel. UNC.
T.J. Yates?
Hey. Wow. How do you like that?
I don't know.
Okay, well, if that's the case, I'm back off of that.
Peter, is there a scenario tonight that does piss you off? Like if they trade back or they surprise the world and go with McCarthy or something?
Again, and this is all based on sort of like bias and hype and what you hear people saying, yeah, moving around to try to get McCarthy would bother me because it just seems like the consensus is those who seem to be really in on this conversation aren't interested in McCarthy. So I suppose that would make me go, you know what it is? With the history of this team, doing anything too wacky will bother me. I just don't want wackiness tonight. I'm not, you don't need to be wacky. You're picking at number two. Let's not be cute. Let's get the guy you want.
You're not looking for another Topgolf draft party, I take it.
Listen, I'm not against the Topgolf draft party either. I'm not making a big deal about it. But that wouldn't be how I want to select. Like, let's not base it on who scored the best at Topgolf.
Right. I'm with you.
I want to. We might just go score it on who was at the facility while other people was at Topgolf.
So, Peter, obviously it's draft night, but we'd be remiss not to ask you. I was up there for a couple days earlier in the week. What is the buzz in New York right now with the Knicks and the Rangers both up 2-0 in their series? I mean, folks are fired up. And the Yankees kicking ass.
I'm bummed I didn't get to see you. The Passover got in the way. I would have loved to visit for a few. The excitement here is palpable. And I think you threw in a key piece there at the end. The Yankees are playing pretty well. And how about this? After a terrible start, the Mets are playing pretty well. So up and down, it's a fun time. But for me, as someone who does not love talking baseball every day for 4 months, I just want this winter sport playoff run to last a while. And this Knicks team, to me, is so incredibly appealing. You know, I'm a Celtics fan, and I have to tell you guys, like, there's not a team I enjoy watching play more than the New York Knicks. They play eight players, okay? Tibbs is only going to play you eight players, but every single one that plays scraps. I mean, I don't know how much Doc Walker has gotten a chance to watch this team, but this is the kind of team that Doc Walker would be proud to watch play. They just get after it.
Yeah, I just love the way they defend, and they've got to be healthy, and they are now, reasonably so. And the vibe from the guard, it really has everything. And the way that game ended blew me away. Give me more of that.
It's very, very appealing.
The two threes down the stretch.
Yep.
Dude,
I gotta get a win though. This will be a tough one to lose. You don't want to get back into a real series with Philadelphia. Embiid can kill you any given night. So I think if you're the Knicks, you'd really love to take their heart and get the 3-0 lead tonight.
Doc, does Brunson qualify as a canine?
Full fledged.
Yeah, he strikes me as a canine, man.
Full fledged.
Yeah. Now, Peter, we know you unfortunately are a Pens fan, but when the Rangers are playing the Caps, How do you work that out? Are you rooting for New York, rooting for the content for your own radio programs? Like, what do you do there?
No, I naturally, organically root for the Caps. Like, I do. But this year, I paid enough attention in my conversations with you and with my friends who are Caps fans, truthfully, to know not to invest very much in the series. I mean, funny, the Caps and the Penguins were very similar. Like,
yeah, totally.
Two just aging teams who kind of fell off a cliff. It came down to the last week on which one of those two aging teams would squeeze into the playoffs. It happened to be the Caps. But from everything I've been able to gather by this Ranger team throughout the season, this is going to be a tough matchup. And if you're a Caps fan, obviously, listen, I told Ranger fans yesterday, be prepared because it's game three in Washington, and this is a base that is, A, close enough to a Stanley Cup championship that they're still going to be lit up when you get a playoff game. And obviously people are going to be waiting and rooting to wake up Ovi. But, man, it's kind of weird to see Ovi become mortal in front of our very eyes. And when you see his shot output in this series so far, it's hard to not start thinking that the end is somewhat near.
It's been a tough series for Ovi. I'm not willing to count him out tomorrow night, though, kind of get his legs back and get back into this. What will you do tonight for the draft? Do you get to lock in and watch it? Are you going to – do you have a multiple TV situation? What do you do?
No, I've told you this before, guys. I know this is weird, okay? I am the kind of person who, on my honeymoon, I was in Rio de Janeiro with my beautiful wife this past winter. and the Commanders were playing one of the most disgusting games ever against the New York Jets. And on my last day of my honeymoon, I spent 3 hours inside watching a meaningless Commander game. That's who I am. Yet, when draft night comes, I'm sorry to my company that I work for, I am fine to basically see my team pick, and the rest is just following along online. Like, I would rather – I don't know how the former athletes on the program feel. I would rather watch the competitive sport being played, the NBA playoffs, and read along with the draft than hear 8 minutes, all due respect of the great Mel Kiper, every minute. I'm kind of good. So I'm going to see the Commanders pick.
I'm with you,
and I'm
Peter.
I'm going Knicks Sixers.
I'm 100% with you because everybody lose their mind over when somebody's going to be drafted. I don't care when you get drafted. I care how you play once you're drafted.
Amen.
Yeah,
I care how you approach
yourself
and then dedicate yourself to it. And, you know, I said last night in a little deal, easy to get drafted, hard to stay around. How many of these guys going to stay around? That's the ones I care about.
I'll watch every second of the draft.
Well, you're a journalist.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter, thank you as always, brother. Always
Thanks,
good to
Peter.
Talk to you.
Hey guys, next week let's talk about a new quarterback.
It's gonna be fun.
There
man.
You go, brother.
It's coming. That is our guy, Peter Rosenberg. You can give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Here's what we gotta do. We gotta make some bets. I think we've all officially made our pick. Maybe we'll make one more round of official picks. I'll come up with something.
Let's stop worrying about the pick. Let's make them damn bets and get on to this draft tonight.
No,
so
I got a different question, Brian. I have a different question.
You're just going to have to blame, put that craziness on us. We don't want that.
There's zero craziness. You know what is crazy? I'm going to defend Jeff when we return. On 106, what up? All right, folks. Some days radio's a little funky. And there's technology involved and logistics involved and people in different locations. Landini and Jeffrey are holding it down in the Navy Yard. Me and Doc are here on Florida Avenue Northwest. B. Mitch is in Michigan, for goodness sakes. We're all over the place. But I want everybody to know, Friday after the draft is going to be packed on B. Mitch and Finley. We're breaking down every angle of the second overall pick, the new quarterback in town. Plus, we're giving away Caps tickets for Game 4 at 12:45. Be there.
Wow.
That was
something. B-Square.
Wow.
B, I just recorded tomorrow's promo right now because that's the only way to record it. That's what I just did. Now, I need to defend Jeffrey for a moment. Jeffrey, I don't know if you're available because apparently everything is complicated.
Nah, I'm here.
Okay, my man. So, listen, I give Jeff a super hard time about a million things. It's kind of my role. We are J-Dogs forever, though. And people that are giving Jeff grief in the YouTube chat, none of this is Jeff's fault. This got sprung on us. Then on the second day of having a stream, we have 8 different remotes going. Relax. Give Jeff a hard time about all things except the YouTube stream. All right? Is that fair, Jeff?
Man, give him a hard time. He deserves it.
All right. People need to see Doc because they don't believe we're here. So Doc and I are going to finish the show together on the YouTube stream.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow.
Who's sitting in whose lap?
There's no lap sitting,
no lap.
Brian.
Heavy metal.
Come show heavy them metal. Where you are, Chris.
See if we can get heavy metal in.
And we're on a bench, Brian. We're on a very long, thin bench. DC's. Smoke D City Smokehouse, awesome food. You should check it out.
Fantastic.
For real. Let's make some bets. Maybe. There we go. Okay, Jeffrey.
So, with the bets tonight, I'm gonna let y'all know where we sitting at. In fourth place, unfortunately, Mr. Jeff Walker for president is having a bad bad week this week. I'm just sitting at 1-2. Landini sitting at 2-1. B, you're sitting at 2-1, unfortunately, because you wasn't here yesterday. And JP, you're on the road this week.
I was actually there yesterday. Well, majority
I
of the
said
show.
That too, B.
Nah.
That okay. is the rule. You guys have instituted that rule because I often leave, so that is the rule.
Okay, gone, give me gone. The Knicks. You're in the Knicks.
B. Mitch is taking the Knicks plus 5.5. I'm 3-0. Doc, the kid is hot.
No, you're on quite a roll.
You like anything tonight?
New York.
Ooh, everybody's taking New York. Landini.
I want New York and the over.
Yeah, yesterday I bet on the Rockies because they were starting TBD at pitcher. And
oh, yeah, how'd that go?
As it happens, it didn't go well. Today I'm going to bet on the Rangers run line plus 1.5 because they're starting A. Haney at pitcher.
And Anthony finally got called
I
up
guess
to the
so.
Bigs.
Anthony Haney is pitching?
Looks like it.
I hate to do this, but I got to go against the Nats today. Give me the Dodgers money line. And give me the Yankees minus
one. Hey, man, bet the house on the Nats. Jeff going against them? Bet the house.
I'm going to take.
Hey, Jeff, I'm giving somebody your number. They want to book you for a deal.
Ooh, okay.
Hell yeah. I'm going to take the over in Knicks Sixers. I see it at 204. Last thing, we're going around the horn on this. We've already put our quarterback picks in. B. Mitch, JP, Jeff, and Landfill all say Jaden Daniels. The DOC, this man right here, says Drake May. Mm-hmm. This is number two question. Okay. Will the Commanders trade back into the first round for a second first-round pick? Doc, start us off.
I hope so.
Doc hopes so.
I hope so.
Brian?
I'm going to say yes.
That's a yes. Heavy metal.
Hey, y'all got to let that dude that grew up with Methuselah know this is a yes and a no thing, not a hope so.
It is not a yeah, it's not a hope.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Heavy metal.
Sure, let's do it, yeah.
All right, Jeffrey.
It's a new time. It's time for new things. Yes, we are trading back up.
Landini.
I kind of think they are too, yeah.
All right. I got a zag. We all think it's going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I think they stay where they are and hope they get somebody at 36. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Cool. Thank you to everybody that called in and made their picks at whatever that was, 1 o'clock. Thank you to me for eschewing Bleep You Thursday and letting the people have their voices heard. Thank you to, seriously, Landfill and Jeff for trying to.
Did you just thank yourself?
I did.
Yeah that's some garbage.
I'm also thanking you guys. Because today was not easy. We not
you,
only
you are not Snoop Dogg. You
thank you to Doc for hanging out with us for a show.
Yo, thank you to Doc for hanging out with us. Thank you to DC Smokehouse.
Just Smokehouse.
Yo, this place is phenomenal. Yeah. We need to get more of these wings in our lives. Thank you to Randy Trivers for joining us. Thank you to John Keim. Thank you to Mitch Tischler. Thank you to Marcus Washington. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg. Thank you to B. Mitch for holding it down in Detroit.
Big John. Tang Johnson. Yep. Assist.
We're getting the gang back together tomorrow. Thanks to all the folks that stopped by here at the Smokehouse. It was great to see people, get some photos taken, and just hang out. I cannot wait for this draft. Tomorrow we know who the new quarterback will be.
Hallelujah.
Yep, B. Mitch.
Grant and Danny coming up next. You made it this far. Doc owes you some wings.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.